the Justice Department has opened a criminal investigation into last fall's collapse of the Houston-based energy company Enron. Once the nation's seventh-largest publicly traded company, Enron declared bankruptcy last month after questions were raised about its finances. The company's stock trades for less than a dollar a share, and the drop has wiped out the retirement savings of many former Enron employees. The Bush administration is expected to announce it will review U.S. pension and 401k regulations today. NPR's Jim Zaroli has been covering the story. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
What can you say about this investigation?
Well, the Justice Department confirmed late yesterday that it has opened, it has formed a task force of federal prosecutors from New York, San Francisco, Houston, and some other cities, as well as investigators from the department's fraud division to investigate what happened at Enron. Now, some of these prosecutors have already been looking into the case. They've issued dozens of subpoenas to people connected to the case. What the Justice Department is doing now is bringing everyone together under one roof, so to speak. The company is already being investigated by all sorts of people, the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Labor Department, not to mention five congressional committees. And there have also been some private shareholder suits that have been filed. This is now also becoming a major criminal investigation.
Has the Justice Department given any hint of what the focus of its investigation might be?
Not really. I think in a general way, you can say that the focus is going to be on whether there was some effort by Enron and perhaps some of its auditors at Arthur Andersen to mislead the investing public about the true financial condition of the company. A lot of people lost a lot of money when Enron's share price collapsed so suddenly, especially, as you point out, a lot of Enron employees whose retirement money was in Enron stock. One of the focuses is likely to be some of these outside partnerships that Enron allegedly used to hide the amount of debt that it was taking on. But you have to remember that Enron was a very big, very complex operation. It had lots of different subsidiaries and parts. It was a natural gas company that went into all sorts of new and different ventures, some of them having nothing to do with energy. So there's no telling what the department is going to find when it begins really looking through the company.
How has Enron responded to the Justice Department's decision?
Last night, the company's attorney, Robert Bennett, now you may, of course, remember him as the man who represented President Clinton in the Paula Jones case, said he was glad the criminal investigation is being centralized. He said they were having to deal with a lot of different investigators, a lot of document requests. This will make things easier. He also said he hoped that people would not rush to judgment and that the case wouldn't be caught up in the Washington scandal machine, as he put it. I think it is inevitable there's going to be some politicizing of this case. It's already happened. Enron had very close ties to the Bush administration. It was a major donor to the Bush campaign. Yesterday, the White House was having to answer a lot of questions about some meetings between Vice President Cheney and Enron officials in the weeks before the company collapsed. All of this plays into criticism that the White House has been too close to the oil industry over the years. And you could say that the reasons that the administration is coming forward now is to let everyone know about this investigation is that it wants to minimize some of the political fallout from the case.
NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York.